Being haunted by a ghost.
Unexplained mysteries to license.
Mysterious.
Boom.
Boom, 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 boom.
Unexplained phenomena.
I said a boom, chicken boom.
Boom.
Strange lights in the sky over Houston.
Bigfoot, it turns out, is real, according to one group of researchers.
Weird, wild stuff.
Mysterious.
All right, everybody, this is Hugh.
This is Christy.
This is Kevin.
And welcome to the final episode of Mysterious Boom, which will also be simulcast on our new venture, which is called Stay Lit. This is kind of where we've come on here. I'm sure you've noticed that there's not been a new episode of Mysterious Boom in quite a while, and I haven't been on the Facebook group or anything else, and so we just kind of wanted to come on and explain some things on what's happening with Mysterious Boom, which what's happening is it's ending. It's done, over with, and this is the curtain call for it. And
no!
No,
I'm just kidding.
He stubbed his toe.
Hey, it was fun, man.
Yeah.
But what? We got in over our head? We found something better?
Yeah. It actually Mysterious Boom, it had a little part of where we ended up, to be honest with you. We had a couple of years of adventure. Actually, I've been interested in this kind of stuff for quite a while, ever since I was a youngster. And looked into it, and then over the last few years we really looked into it, actually went out and did some paranormal investigating and found some friends and stuff to do that with, and it was interesting, you know, and it's not a regrettable thing. It was a time, and it led to different things, and kind of all at once we came to some conclusions that had to do with different things we'd studied and seen and looked into, and there you go. That's where we are, where we are. So, and I think Christy's happy about it.
Yeah, a little bit.
No more freaking Christy out.
So, basically, what happened is during the summer, this past summer, we've all kind of separately, but at the same time, had some profound spiritual experiences. And, I kind of, you know, just hung on, you know, just hung back with Mysterious Boom. I didn't say anything. And then it came to a point where Kevin and I were texting back and forth one day, and he'd kind of, before I came out and said it, he'd kind of come to the conclusion that he kind of wanted to step away from it, which I was already thinking about. And then Christy was all for stepping away. So, no, we didn't go to Demon Road. And I don't.
Thank goodness. Dodged a bullet, dude.
Yeah. So, basically, when it comes to paranormal, the conclusion we came to is that, yes, there are supernatural things, and it has to do with God and demonic things. And basically, out of all of our research and all of our things that we searched and found, that we that's kind of the truth that we came across.
One of the noticed big, a kind of trend going on, right? I didn't want to interrupt you, but the trend was the more that we've entertained all these negative, dark things, things weren't so great for us in our life. And then once we cast all that stuff off and started kind of going the other way with it, things got really good for all of us.
Yeah. So, and don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you can't be like a godly person and have interest in these things. But for me personally, it's not good for me to stay with it, because it tends to pull me into the dark places that I should not be hanging out in, like spiritually, not like I'm going down to like cemeteries and rolling around in graves or nothing like that, but you know, just like it's a stumbling block for me. And the joy and peace that I, you know, have now. And I didn't make that decision like quickly. It was a few months where I kind of teetered with it and thought about it and, you know, kept it on the back burner, when I finally came to the conclusion that, nope, every time I dabble a toe into this, I felt the darkness pulling me back, so I just had to step away. And I guess that's kind of maybe where, I don't know if Kevin felt exactly that or if he just kind of wasn't interested anymore.
I think for me, I was kind of just happy. I was complacent in the way my life was, and I didn't have really a positive influence in my life and of any kind, really, except for, like, you know, just like friends and family, you know. But I mean, like, on the outside, like something more something spiritual, you know. And so all this other stuff wasn't filling void, and it, like I said, it was maybe even having a negative influence on me because it was insubstantial.
Right.
And so I started kind of entertaining these thoughts that I had when I was a kid, and like learning more about the Bible and Christianity and Jesus. And the more that it happened before then, but the more that I learned about God, the more he started working in my life. And that was all it took for me to say, yeah, this is the way I want to go instead.
Right. And let me explain something too. I had, you know, I think we've talked before about
it's no secret that we're all Christian on the show. I mean, we've talked in depth about that too. So.
Right. The thing of it was, though, is that me personally, over the last decade plus, I haven't really been, I mean, I've been going to church, I've been professing Christian and everything, but I really wasn't all in. Okay. I was kind of lukewarm with it. And, there came a point, and when I do something, the thing is that when I do things, I kind of go in hard on it. So like, even with the paranormal stuff, I went in, like, I give it my all. And the thing of it is that it's limited. It's really limited what you can do on a daily basis. So then you're kind of getting yourself worked up and stuff and doing all this research and everything. And then when it comes time to put feet to the pavement and get out and look at all this stuff, we never found anything, you know. There's right. Just, it was just, it came up empty. And it's not, the paranormal thing wasn't the first thing, you know. I've done plenty of things where I've kind of put, like, I've put in all of my effort into doing things, and in the end, it just kind of, it left me wanting. It left me not fulfilled. And it's just that, you know, and then I've come to the realization that it's because I, and this is what I believe too, that every single human person has like the knowledge of God, and it's kind of just ingrained in us. And when we're kind of bucking up against that, you know, not really wanting to go all in on that truth, we try to put other things in that spot. And over the last, like I said, decade plus, that's what I've been doing. And, you know, I had a really profound experience that, and the funny thing is, okay, August 4th, I turned 40 years old. All right. August 5th, I was sitting in church and just kind of doing my half church thing that I've been doing forever. And for some reason that day I took my Bible, like my actual physical Bible that I hadn't opened in years. And I don't know what made me take it. I just took it. And as we were sitting in church, I was on my phone like I tend to be in the past in church. And for some reason, I just decided to look up angels and demons and things like that. Anyway, long story short, doing all that led me to a passage in the Bible about the Apostle Paul, where he has the thorn in the flesh, and it said that it was a messenger of Satan, which was a definition of demons. And that really kind of piqued my curiosity. And so I kept looking, and I kind of got lost in the Bible and kept looking and kind of re-familiarizing myself and discovering, you know, things that I'd kind of learned a long time ago. Because back in my early 20s, I really got I really got religious. And when I say religious, that's not the experience that I'm having now. The experience I'm having now is like a spiritual relationship type of relationship with God, like a real kind of relationship, where in my early 20s, it was a religious thing where I was reading and gaining knowledge, and I was using this knowledge to prove or disprove points. And that was wrong, you know. That's the wrong way to handle it. And I kind of fell from it due to that. So that's, and I'm really protective of that now. I don't want to ever go back to doing that, because it was pretty annoying to the people around me, and it wasn't real. It wasn't genuine, you know. But this time I had like a real spiritual experience. I mean, like there's three things that happened that were very, very real things that there's no other explanation than a supernatural experience with God taking place. And one of them is a very well-known thing on Mysterious Boom. It's that the globophobia, the fear of balloons, that was like instantly gone. So, and I'm not, it's, you don't know the depth of fear I had for the balloons. I'm sure Christy can vouch for that. But I mean, I had a genuine, like, absolute crippling fear of balloons. When I say crippling, I mean like we were like in San Antonio for the bowling tournament, Christy, and explain that situation.
Okay, so there was a gentleman selling balloon animals on the river walk, and we're in one of those open air type environments where you're eating in a restaurant and the vendors can come in. And he came in and he was in our section, and it's like seeing the life drain out of his face, because here comes this guy and he's gonna be making balloon animals, and then starts the screeching, and this guy was not very good. Like, he popped 3 balloon animals within the period that he was in our section, and like, you couldn't even eat. He couldn't even look at the guy, but he was like, can we go? I'm like, we don't have our ticket yet. It's, you know, seeing that amount of stress and strife and struggle in his face just because somebody's behind him making balloon animals. It's, you know, it seems like it would be a ridiculous thing, but whenever you're sitting there watching, it was very, very real, you know? Yeah.
Imagine like your biggest fear just hanging out behind you for, it seemed like hours. I don't know how long.
It wasn't even 10 minutes.
Bro, come on.
No, it was about 10 minutes before we got our ticket and could leave.
It felt like 2 hours that this man was there.
It wasn't, sweetie. It really wasn't. From the time he walked in until we got out there, maybe 15.
I mean, this is a well-known thing. Like, my mom would give me flack about being afraid of balloons and everything. But that's like, I mean, it's like it was instantly gone. All right. I had panic attacks for years, and those were not dealing with balloons, but like other things, just like panic attacks. And those are gone. I had issues with foul language, and you know, Mysterious Boom's always been a clean. I try to keep it clean because I want the audience to be able to have a broad audience. But outside of that, man, I was like pretty bad, and to the point where multiple times at the beginning of the week, I said that I was going to stop because, you know, Christy was not a fan of that at all. And, you know, I wanted to stop for her and for like the kids and stuff. It just wasn't good. It wasn't good. And I never could. And I've tried multiple times to stop that. And it was like instantly gone, instantly stopped. So these are a few things that are like outwardly, sorry, we've been a little sick around here, but these were like 3 like just proof positives that something beyond what I could ever control was instantaneously gone. Not saying that everything that I've ever had issues with was gone, but these were like 3 things that were just taken and gone from me. And you know, it's kind of like proofs, it's signs, it's, you know.
Yeah, and I've been seeing signs in my life ever since we started. So, yeah. That's why I'm out. Like I said, I got results. I hate to be cheesy with it, but like, we found a ghost, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. And we don't have to hunt, right? We just ask.
Yeah.
No, but and it's true. I mean, I've had a very vivid I guess you could call it Holy Ghost, but you know, Holy Spirit experience, and like, I don't know how to explain it, guys, but I mean, it's very vivid, it's very real, it's like a supernatural thing, and I mean, it's, I don't know. This might not be like the most popular thing for our listening audience, but I mean, it's just what we've come to the conclusion of. And it wasn't all just, you know, paranormal stuff. There's other things in our lives that had, you know, led us to this. But so yeah, I mean, we're not trying to say, hey guys, y'all are like, we're not trying to condemn anybody or anything like that. We're just trying to explain what's going on with us, because people have asked. Okay, I've had it brought up for multiple people asking about what's going on with Mysterious Boom. I've had multiple people asking me, hey, when is it going to be a ghost hunt and all that stuff like that? And it's not going to be. And I'm not, it's not going to be like, oh, well, we'll be back either. It's just, it's done. It's not a part of my life anymore, for sure. And it's just one of the things that it was a part of my life, and now it's move on time. And we're still like, I still have texted Shaggy, and we're still cool. Everything's cool. It's not like we've dropped all of our paranormal friends or anything like that. It's just, you'll notice a lack of participation on our end. And actually, Shaggy is going to be inheriting our haunted objects. So,
ooh.
Yeah.
What's up?
So if y'all want to keep on with, if you're paranormal fans, make sure you're checking out the Paraholics and keep up with those guys. And they're always posting cool stuff on Instagram that you'll probably like. And yeah, keep up with Shaggy, J-Lo, and all those cool dudes. When it comes to paranormal, they got it on lock. So,
and it's not goodbye, and we're not done podcasting. It's not goodbye in the sense that we're not done podcasting. If you still want to hang out with the Fire Pit crew, then you can come to our new show.
Right.
Check us out there.
And it's still us, you know. It's us hanging out, and the subject matter might be a little bit different, but
you know what the difference is too, is that we're trying to uplift each other on this other show. It's actually a podcast with a purpose.
Right. Absolutely. And I don't know. In all honesty, I would love for everybody who's followed us and enjoyed what we've done and just that we've entertained or anything like that over the last couple of years to just, you know, to, you know, hear a little bit what we're saying. We're not trying to like come on and convert people and stuff like that. But honestly, I would love it if everybody could get to the place where we are. I mean, there's so much before this, I had like, there was just so much chaos. There was emptiness and everything I tried to do to be fulfilled in life. Felt like I didn't have a purpose, you know, and it was just kind of a downer, you know, everything was kind of a bummer. I hated getting up and having to go to work. It was like a dreadful thing. And now, like, the perspective on life is pretty joyful and happiness, and it's pretty amazing. And so, I mean, if anybody is kind of having some issues, you know, where you're kind of down with life and things like that, you know, just, you know, give us a shout, you know, maybe we can talk with you. And not saying that you have to believe what we believe, but if you want to, you know, like I said, if you want some encouragement and stuff like that, you know, we'll still be here for you guys. You know, we appreciate you listening to us all this time. And, you know, like I said, like Kevin said, this isn't goodbye. It's just kind of a little bit of a change. We're still talking about supernatural stuff. I mean,
definitely.
In the Bible, you got giants getting their heads lobbed off, demons, leviathans, little cherub creatures in the throne room that are on fire with eyes all over them and stuff like that. So people raising from the dead, you know. There's plenty of supernatural stuff if that's your kick. So. You got anything to say, Christy?
Well, you know, a lot of the time that we spent doing the paranormal delve while we were at Mysterious Boom I think it kept leading back to the same theme. We kept coming back to the same thing over and over again. And I think that that kind of thread just goes along with where we're at now. And maybe we were all at different places when we started it, but it seems like we're kind of all have come to, you know, like you said, it was a kind of a parallel of all coming to the same kind of conclusion about the same time, whether it be for the same reason or not, like your spiritual awakening, and then Kevin started having these good things happen in his life when he was seeking out the spiritual aspect, and you know, the positivity that we were all feeling, it's good stuff. And if you want to go out and you want to seek out something that's bigger than you, something that's paranormal, then why not seek out the good stuff instead of the bad stuff? And of course, as y'all know, that was kind of always my take on it to begin with, is leave that bad stuff alone because you don't want to open yourself up to it. But it's better to be open to the good stuff, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Right. So. Yep. And like I said, if the paranormal thing's still your kick, check out the Paraholics. We've been with them on multiple occasions, and I can tell you that those dudes are legit. They're not out there trying to fake stuff. They're not going to say, you know, they found stuff. And trust me, there's plenty of other people that we've ran across that will fake stuff. And those guys don't. So legitimately, we've been around them plenty of times, and never once have we seen them do that. They're pretty straight up dudes. So if you're into that, check them out. Check out their Instagram and stuff like that. And like I said, you know, Kevin, do you have any kind of final thoughts or anything?
No.
All right.
It was fun being the ghost bully, I guess. Other than that, no, I'm good.
So you can be a demon bully now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good thing, though, because we're not afraid of demons. Like we used to kind of have like this standoffish kind of vibe, like, oh, those are like the worst of the worst. But
it's like a weight's been lifted off of our shoulders, dude.
Right. No, it's
in a lot of ways, but with the paranormal thing in general.
Yeah.
It's like that. It's like there's... It's one less thing that was holding us back from fuller potential.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So like I said, you know what? We just, for us.
Like I said, word this stuff right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
No. A lot of this is just.
It sounds mean. It sounds like if you like.
Well,
Colonel
no.
Woman,
you know because no. You know. Well, you know what? But for us, that was part of our journey to get to where we are. And maybe that's the same with some other people. You know, maybe that's what they're seeking too, something bigger than them and wanting those answers of what's beyond now. You know, and so that just happened to be part of our journey to get there. And maybe that still needs to be for some people. But, you know, for us, this is where we're at now. We've been there and now we're here.
And especially for people who are afraid. You don't have to be afraid. I mean, you don't. It's bigger than that. You know, God's bigger than all the stuff that you're afraid of. Trust me. Like I'm done. I don't get afraid of it. Actually, after I had my kind of awakening, we went to Monster House with the Paraholics, and it was just like. I wasn't afraid at all like I was before. There was zero. It was just like, basically I was like just hanging out with the boys is why I was there, because there was nothing to it. You know, I was just hanging out with the cool dudes. So yeah, I mean, you don't have to be afraid. There's things bigger than fear out there. So yeah, this is it. Just wanted to let y'all know what was going on and let you know that if you need us, we can be here for you. You know, if you need to talk with people, if you need to talk with us about maybe some spiritual stuff, you know, we're here for you. Check out our new adventure over at staylit.life. We're going to be podcasting over there, and that's going to be a new show with us. It's a little bit different direction, but, you know, check us out there. And we appreciate, you know, the couple of years that you guys, you know, stuck with us and hung out with us. And you know, folks like Tristan Gnarly Martin, you know, love you, dude.
Yeah.
You really kept us going sometimes when things were rough. And we appreciate you, man. You know, and just some of the other folks. Gene was cool, you know.
Yeah, I was just looking him up. Gene was a cool dude, man.
He does some YouTube reviews of movies if you want to check him out. You know. I don't know.
Jamin.
Yeah, Jamin. Jamin, I don't know how the Mysterious Boom group is going on Facebook, because I honestly haven't been there, but I'm pretty sure it's filled with Jamin. and Mr. Ed. Jamin's on leash, guys. we're not there anymore to filter that, so. But, yeah, you know, we appreciate everybody. Leslie, she contacted us quite a bit. And so we appreciate you guys.
Our co-hosts, Kel and Karen.
Yeah.
Later, folks. No, Kel's still around. I just talked to Kel.
Yeah, we talk to Kel all the time.
We know Kel, like, in real life. Like,
yeah.
We live not far from him. So.
But Karen, we haven't talked to you. I hope you're doing well. Later. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I feel so bad.
Hey, she can come on our new show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hang on. Anybody? Yeah, if y'all want to come on and hang out on our new show, if you want to talk, or if you got some experience you want to share regarding some godly type stuff, and, you know, let us know. We have a – just go to our website, staylit.life.
Awesome.
Staylit.life. Because that's what we're doing. We're trying to stay lit as the lights of the world, you know, as the light of the world and the fire of the Holy Spirit within us, man. Hey, you want to talk about supernatural? Check this out. This is a biblical fact. You can look it up in Romans, that the same Spirit that rose Jesus from the dead is the gift that he gave us and dwells inside of us here on earth. Huh? You talk about some supernatural, man. That's pretty lit right there.
So. That hit us.
So, it's been fun, guys, and we appreciate you, and we love you guys, and thanks for all the support and good times. And this is it. Last mistake.
All of our shirts are 75% off. No, they're not.
Poor Tosh, man. She's not the logo anymore of our new venture.
No,
but
she isn't.
That logo's copyrighted. I don't want to see nobody yanking the Mysterious Boom logo.
Yeah.
Putting it on stickers and bumper stickers and t-shirts.
Also, the Mysterious Boom line's going to become the lit line. So, there you go. Anyway, hey, it's been fun. Thanks for all the support again. And catch y'all guys over on Stay Lit.